I'm Gemma Gaudette. More Idaho Matters right now from the studios of Boise State Public Radio News. In Bonners Ferry, nearly 400 students are being taught in a building that is falling apart. There are cracks in the walls, water stains on the ceilings, and a collapsing plumbing system. And without air conditioning or proper heating, classrooms are boiling in the summer, and then they are freezing in the winter, not to mention a roof that's failing. But despite all of this, Valley View Elementary School has been unable to get a bond approved that would make any significant changes. And they're not the only school in Idaho that's dealing with this issue. Other districts across our state are suffering from deteriorating schools without the funding to fix them. This is why ProPublica and the Idaho Statesman have embarked on a joint investigation looking into the condition of Idaho schools and how those conditions are impacting students and teachers. Joining us now to talk more about this new effort are Idaho Statesman reporter Becca Savransky and ProPublica reporter Asia Fields. Welcome, both of you.
Hi, thank you for having us.
So we listed a few issues that Valley View Elementary School is dealing with, but Becca, can you tell us more about what kind of condition the school is in?
Yeah, for sure. So Valley View Elementary is around 75 years old, and like you mentioned, they're dealing with a wide range of issues. So when we visited there in January, students were wearing snow jackets in the winter to keep warm because the school has such poor insulation. So it's really difficult to properly heat the building. We saw there were buckets in the ceiling to catch leaks. When it snows, we were told that, maintenance staff and others have to climb up on the roof and blow snow off because they're worried the roof can't handle all of the weight. And then one of their biggest concerns is safety. So students are having to travel between several different buildings every day. And in particular, kindergarten students have their building across the street. So they're having to go back and forth across the street all day to eat their breakfast and lunch and go to other special classes. And then administrators are especially worried about a catastrophic failure of the plumbing system, which would mean that students couldn't use the bathroom and they just wouldn't be able to use the school building.
And Becca, this isn't the only school in Idaho dealing with these types of issues.
Right. Yeah. So we've spoken to, many superintendents across the state, and we've heard a lot of similar issues. A lot of these schools, especially in some of these smaller rural areas, are dealing with a lot of the same issues, whether it's, HVAC issues, not being able to properly cool or heat their buildings, or deteriorating plumbing that's, really old, or failing roofs, or any number of issues.
Asia, let me bring you into the conversation. So with all of that, what challenges are these communities facing when it comes to raising money then for not just new school facilities, but to just update and improve the current facilities?
Yeah, I might let Becca take this on in more depth, but something that we have seen through our reporting so far is just that it really varies by district. Some districts are having a lot of success getting funding while others aren't, creating conditions that can be really challenging for students and staff. But I'll let Becca take the rest of that question.
Yeah, so I think it's been really difficult for a lot of these communities, like Asia said, especially because one of the few ways that districts can replace their old buildings is to pass a bond. And Idaho is one of only two states that requires 2/3 of voters to support a bond for it to pass. So it's a really difficult threshold to reach, anywhere in the state. So I think a lot of these communities, communities doesn't necessarily want higher taxes, or some members don't agree that the district needs new schools. Sometimes there are more concerted efforts against these bonds in some of these areas. So a lot of them are having a really difficult time passing a bond and getting the funding that they need to replace their schools.
So Becca, if I heard you right, Idaho is only one of two states that pass that this is how you raise money to make these improvements. It's a levy or a bond, but it's that 2/3 majority, which is a supermajority.
Yes, that's right. So the 2/3 majority is really what's a lot of these superintendents have told us is so difficult to reach.
Mm-hmm. Well, and then with that is then how is maintenance supposed to be funded? Because a lot of taxpayers don't want to pay for this and they don't believe that they should.
Right. So, you know, what we've heard from a lot of superintendents is they're having to kind of take a band-aid approach. So they're patching the things that they can repair, but for a lot of them, it's so expensive to fix some of these things. You know, in Valley View, if they wanted to repair their plumbing, it would be a huge project that would be, you know, so expensive and take so much time that it's not even really an option. So they're kind of working on, you know, keeping the building as functional as possible, but also really worried about what a catastrophic failure could mean for the district and the students in that school.
So on Tuesday, the Valley View School District did manage to pass a supplemental levy. So other small levies also got voter approval. But I mean, how sustainable is this model in trying to support, I mean, truly physically crumbling schools?
Yeah, I think it's really difficult, especially because a lot of districts or most districts in Idaho rely on supplemental levies just to keep the doors open, you know, to keep their staff and to keep programs at the school. And so those require just 50%, but having to pass a bond on top of that to replace these aging schools is really difficult. And, you know, we found in our investigation that less than half of the bonds have passed since 2006, and there are many districts that are having to run them over and over again and still not getting them passed.
So, Asia, let's talk about this this investigation that ProPublica and the Idaho Statesman are doing together. Why did you decide to collaborate and really dig into these issues?
Yeah, so for anyone who doesn't know, ProPublica is a national nonprofit newsroom. And often we partner with local newsrooms to report out stories that are really important to their readers and to, in this case, the people in Idaho. So Becca's reporting, we felt really was something that we could help draw attention to. And our goal is really with anything to, you know, improve the lives of people that we're writing about. So we're hoping with our reporting, we can improve the lives of students and educators and Idaho families.
And so, Asia, what's next in this collaboration between ProPublica and the Idaho Statesman?
So far, we've heard from a lot of superintendents in the state. We've reached about 80% so far, and they've told us about different challenges in their districts. And now we're really focused on reaching students and educators, parents, recent graduates, because we really want to hear about their experiences with schools. We want to know, you know, what issues they faced, how it impacts them in their daily lives. And we're also really interested in receiving any photos or videos people have of issues in their schools. We have more information online at ProPublica.org, and we're also, you know, available by phone. If people want to reach out, they can call or text us at 208-495-5661.
So before I let you two go, I'm just curious, when you started this investigation, were you surprised by what you found? I mean, Becca, in particular, I mean, you actually went to Valley View Elementary School in Bonners County, Bonners Ferry, rather. Was it surprising to you to actually see what you saw?
Yeah, so I think when we first started this investigation, I had reached out to a lot of different superintendents and communities, and so I was pretty aware of some of the issues they were dealing with. But definitely to see it and to talk with the teachers, especially in the building, who you know, were worried about their student safety and were concerned about, you know, being able to teach when their students were uncomfortable. I think that was you know, definitely a little bit surprising to me.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Want to learn how to be a master of business without going back to school? Listen to the Planet Money MBA. No suits, no PowerPoints, just the secrets of business school delivered straight to your ears. Every Wednesday till Labor Day on Planet Money from NPR.